Ian Paisley Jr. has stepped up efforts to stop the introduction of plain packaging on tobacco products, which he claims will put jobs at risk. He continues to say there is not one shred of evidence that standardising cigarette packaging will decrease smoking. He's on the line now. Good morning to Ian.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. And Andrew Dougal from the Chest Heart, Northern Ireland Chest Heart and Stroke Association with us too. Morning to you, Andy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Hi, Andy. Morning, Ian.
So why are you doing this, Ian?
Well, there's a couple of things. And first of all, I would say I'm probably on the same page with Andy in terms of let's improve our nation's health and let's ensure that young people don't take up smoking. And I think Andy knows that because I know him very well and I've worked with him on other things. But I do believe that there are unintended consequences with a policy that is untested, unproven, and of which there is no evidential basis to say it will work. And that's my principal concern, that we're about to embark on this policy that will just say, standardise all of the packs of cigarettes, and that will reduce the number of people smoking, when the evidence is not there to back it up. They've only started to implement this policy in one other country, namely Australia. It's had no time to produce results as to how that will work. But the unintended consequences of all of that statement are that smugglers and counterfeit agencies and other people who are engaged in criminal activity are rubbing their hands in glee with the view that they can increase their activity, that they can make these identical packs a lot easier because they won't have to set up all different types of pack designs, and that they can undermine a lawful industry and a lawful trade, which does three things. It creates employment in our country, over 1,000 people employed in Northern Ireland directly, many hundreds more employed indirectly.
Well, how's it going to cost jobs?
Well, if you undermine the industry and if you increase smuggling, you will drive the manufacturer out of the country because they will not be able to compete with the counterfeit and the smuggled product.
But you want to stop people smoking. So you actually want the industry to decline.
Well, I don't actually want the industry to decline at the expense of jobs. I'm a realist, Stephen, in that people are going to keep smoking. And it's like almost saying, we want to stop people breathing in fumes, therefore we'll stop cars from driving because that could be harmful for their health.
So just so I can be clear.
We have to get a balance in this and ensure that those people who want to smoke, have made an adult decision that they're going to smoke, that they're entitled to do that. This is a lawful product, and we must therefore not undermine the employment prospects of many thousands of people across all of the UK, but directly 1,000 people in Northern Ireland who have a good job out of this. We've created far much more damage to our economy, destroying these jobs and indeed destroying the health of those people by putting them out of employment.
So to be clear, would you prefer that fewer people were smoking in Northern Ireland?
Well, my real concern is that I certainly don't want to see young people smoking, but if adults want to smoke, I'm not going to tell them that they can't. It's like, if we start down that road, Stephen, we really have to say, look, you see junk food, we're going to close all these burger bars and fried chicken bars. We're going to close, again, pubs because people shouldn't be allowed to drink. We're going to close maybe manufacturers of chocolates and sweets. People have to make an informed choice about what they do.
But
and what
do you support campaigns, Ian Paisley Jr., which try to stop adults smoking?
I support campaigns that do not undermine employment practices in my constituency.
It is a clear question. Do you support campaigns that try to stop adults smoking?
Well, tell me one of the campaigns.
Well, you've got government campaigns all the time, don't you, that try to say to people, look, smoking kills, for goodness sake, stop doing it.
Well, I'll tell you what you know, the support, and which I think is very important. The markings on cigarette packs, which are now the majority colour of the pack, which says this product kills you. I've supported that, and that's probably the most informed thing, because it says to the person when they have that in their hand, there's informed advice. Now, you can take that on that basis. And we don't do that with any other product. We don't do that with alcohol. We don't do that with people who eat too much chocolate or too much prawn cocktail crisps, Stephen. We make sure that one particular product we're focused on, we're saying, this product, if taken, will actually damage your health. So I have supported that, yes.
Andrew Dougal?
Just to say that there is hard evidence, there is research from the Public Health Research Consortium showing that younger smokers, particularly females, find plain packaging very negative. Females and younger people generally are mesmerised, they have a positive feeling to the glamour that this branding gives to them. The other thing
Junior's saying that evidence doesn't exist, Andrew Dougal.
Well, this is what Ian is saying. It doesn't exist. I'm quoting the evidence now, Public Health Research Consortium and others. The evidence is there that people are influenced by... It's the last marketing tool the tobacco industry have, which is still legal, and that's why they want to cling on to it, and that's why they're persuading MPs like Ian to get on board, 73 of them, and support this. It is extremely concerning because, in fact, Ian talks about smuggling, but the tobacco industry itself has been involved in smuggling. Smuggling is a law and order issue, and let the Customs, Her Majesty's Customs, let the PSNI deal with that issue. This is a red herring brought up by the tobacco industry in order to save their last single marketing tool, which they treasure so much. They pay Ferrari £100 million every year to ensure that the colour that Ferrari uses is the same as that on Marlboro packs of cigarettes. That's how important it is. And the whole purpose of it is to seduce our young people into becoming addicted to nicotine well before they're the legal age to go into the shops and buy the product.
Ian, can you argue against that?
Yes, I can. And I think we have to be absolutely clear about this. The issue about smuggling and counterfeit crime, that's not what I'm saying. That's what HMRC, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, are saying. That's what 28 senior detectives and police officers across the whole of the UK have indicated in an open letter to the Times, that if you go down this policy, which is not evidence-based, if you pursue this policy, you will actually make it easier for the criminal and the smuggling empire. And that is a multi-billion pound empire. Now, Andy can, I suppose, attack these industries if they want. They're lawful industries. They employ people. They have a very good track record of supporting other projects in Northern Ireland, for example, Help the Aged and other aged campaigns are encouraged and supported by them in their corporate activities. And I think to just single them out and not to have a similar policy on junk food, on alcohol, on everything else, it shows that there's almost this manic attempt to destroy an industry. This industry puts directly into the wage packets of people in Northern Ireland over £60 million. If we undermine...
How many people does it help kill?
Well, all I'm telling to you is that this company and these companies employ hundreds and thousands of people across the whole of the UK. Now, do we... undermine that, drive those jobs out of the UK, and people will continue to smoke. Let's not have the fallacy that if you have all this change in packets and if you remove these companies from the UK and if you end these jobs, people will stop smoking. They will continue to smoke. They will smoke cheap brands imported from outside of the UK. And all of the campaigning in the world will not stop that. So we have to be realistic about it, have a balanced approach to this, make sure that we have policies which work, which are fair, which prevent young people from taking up the habit, but that we actually ensure that a lawful product is not undermined by criminal activity.
And you think it's a manic attempt to destroy the industry, really?
Well, I think the notion, let's look at some of the words that Andy's used, that there's attempts to seduce people into smoking. I think our young people are a wee bit, you know, should give them a wee bit more credit than actually that. And if Abraham Lincoln's in the news at the moment, if you look at his most famous quote, let's depend on the people when they're given all of the facts to make the right choice.
So is your...
I believe all of the facts lead to one choice, and one choice very, very clearly is this, is that this is a lawful industry, it should be protected, it shouldn't be undermined, and what we must do, instead of putting in place policies that are untested and unproven, pursue policies that actually work. Educate our young people at schools not to take up smoking.
Ian,
that's far more effective.
Okay.
My children don't smoke because I educated them not to smoke as a responsible parent. That's more important than the design of a pack.
Do you smoke?
I don't smoke.
Here's the number this morning, 08459-555-678. 08459-555-678. Let us know what you think at home. Ian Paisley Jr., I fully support the concept of plain packaging. Do you know who said that?
Yes, I do. That was the Health Minister in Northern Ireland. And as I said...
So is he out of touch? Is he involved in a manic attempt to destroy the industry?
No, but what he has done and what the government has done and what they're correct they've done is that they've had a consultation process. But the consultation process cannot, at the beginning, say, this is the conclusion, now we're going to consult on it. What the Minister has done, indeed, if you look at his comments...
This is Edwin Poots.
Yes, what the Minister has done, if you look at his comments most recently in the Assembly, he has said that he is persuaded that it looks as if there is evidence that suggests that there's going to be an unintended consequence and a greater impact on smuggling.
The minister on the 16th of April 2012 said the following. This is Edwin Pooch, your DUP colleague. I fully support the concept of plain packaging and value its potential as a tobacco control measure. Now, he values its potential, he fully supports it, and you're calling it a manic attempt to destroy the industry. So which DUP spokesperson prevails here?
Well, there is a consultation process. The minister has launched a consultation process. This is part of the process. You see, what you actually have is a battle of ideas, and people are allowed to have opinions. And you put those opinions out there, you test those opinions, you test those ideas, you mark them up against evidence.
Sure, Ian, but
this is... On the basis of those conclusions, the consultation response will then...
My point is this, Ian. This is a party colleague of yours and a senior member of the DUP. Now, park that, because of course people from within a political party can disagree. I give you that. No problem at all.
People even disagree in the BBC.
Of course. I disagree with the BBC every day of the week, as you well know. But here's the point. This is the Health Minister of Northern Ireland. There's an import into what he's saying. And if you disagree with what the Health Minister is saying about health, then that is a very significant thing. He says, let me just read his full quote to be fair to you and the others, or at least to get to the end of the sentence. I fully support, says Edwin Pooch, our health minister, the concept of plain packaging and value its potential as a tobacco control measure, which could further help, this is the key bit, which could further help prevent young people from starting to smoke and support current smokers to quit. So our health minister in Northern Ireland is saying that this will protect young people. Our health minister in Northern Ireland is telling us this will stop people, older people from smoking. Yes, he is.
Let me quote the word.
Which could further help prevent young people from starting to smoke, he says.
Stephen, that is not will help. That is could. That is the other word in the sentence is potentially. That's why they have a consultation process to test these ideas and to hear opinions. It is not conclusive. And indeed, I would suggest that at the end of the consultation process, then you draw your conclusions.
So has he changed his mind?
I don't know. I don't think he has a made-up opinion on it. And indeed, why would you launch a consultation process if you were already convinced? Why would you consult on it?
Well, this was nearly a year ago he said this.
Yes, the consultation process has been running since last year. You're absolutely right. It's running across the whole of the United Kingdom.
Reducing smoking prevalence is one of the biggest challenges we face in public health, he says. Over 300,000 adults in Northern Ireland still smoke, and it causes around 2,300 deaths each year. This is a shocking number of people, and we must do all we can, says the health minister, to discourage people from starting to smoke and support those who want to quit.
Yes, and my first point is then, let's pursue policies that actually work. Let's actually educate people. Let's educate young people in particular that they shouldn't take it up. Let's ensure that we've got policies like, for example, marks on packs which actually do work. Not just, let's just have them all the same identical colour and that's bound to stop people from smoking.
Have a listen
that
to some of our...
That is not a proven policy.
OK, go ahead, Andy.
Just to say, Stephen, that there has been a poll, a UK-wide poll, which indicates that 62% of the people of the kingdom support this move. And surprisingly, a majority of smokers support this plain packaging as well. But when I reflect on it, it's not surprising, since 7 out of every 10 smokers would dearly love to quit the habit, but can't do it because it is so addictive.
Yeah, but Andy, fair enough. But what Ian Paisley Jr., to be fair to him, is doing here this morning is he is also looking at people's livelihood. He's looking at real jobs.
I appreciate that difficulty because the Japanese tobacco company near Ballymena pay lavish wages to their shop floor workers. They inject money into the economy. But Ian must
Is that not
also
relevant?
Reflect, Ian must also reflect the fact that each and every year, more than 100 of his constituents will die because of the use of tobacco products. That is something that he must bear in mind.
I also bear in mind that many of them will die bring into from using other products that are legal as well.
Has he not got a point, Andrew Dougal? Look, you know, why aren't people coming after the flashy, colourful packaging on prawn cocktail crisps and chocolate. It's bright. It's colourful. I know all about it.
The thing seriously about it is that there has been a ban on the promotion and advertising of tobacco. This is the last single marketing tool the tobacco industry have. They're clinging on to it because they can use it to con young people, to mesmerise young people, the glamour of their packaging into smoking. And there is research to show that. And we must act.
You really think people are glamorised by that packaging nowadays?
Yes, it is.
You really think?
Millions on it and designing it and how it will target this particular market, how it will...
So how can... So the bright...
They spend a huge amount on their marketing.
But one second, Ian. So, Andrew Dougal, are you telling me that you wouldn't also, therefore, if you're wanting to be consistent, you wouldn't fight against the colourful packaging on children's drinks, which is loaded with sugar? Junk food, which is loaded with marketing around it, children's toys around some junk food.
Yes,
you know, Paisley Junior's got a point here.
Those products don't kill one and two of its customers. What we want,
we've been told by the health service that obesity. We've been told by the health service that obesity is a ticking time bomb. It could bankrupt the NHS.
It is something we have to deal with.
So what's the difference? What's the difference?
And government has been the slave of the food industry. Has been
so. What's the difference?
The food industry, as it has in the past, been influenced. By the tobacco.
What's the difference, Andrew?
With influence.
What's the difference?
We have to look at that. We have a situation.
So there's no difference.
Where at the minute, tobacco kills one in two of its users. Okay. And that's why we and all the other health organisations, 190 health organisations and royal colleges throughout the United Kingdom, have asked for this, have asked for a ban on all promotion and advertising of tobacco products.
Go on, Ian.
That's been
you wanted to ask Andy a question.
20 years. Now, we are dealing with the health issue in terms of food, and we want people to have the information of what the content of the food is so that they can make sensible decisions.
That's not where this debate's at. It's not about information. We've got information about smoking. It can kill you, it can cause cancer. You're wanting to change the packaging, but you're not wanting to change the packaging around food, Andrew Dougal. Ian Paisley Jr., you've got a question for Andy Dougal. No, one second. One second.
Ian Paisley Jr. One and two of their customers.
Go on, Ian.
That's the retort I have to say to you to that.
Well, look, Andy, there are two things. First of all, young people, of course, shouldn't be smoking. 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds should not be smoking. And therefore, we do have an enforcement issue. And that's why if we had better enforcement laws and we had a stamp down on the criminal activities of smugglers, counterfeiters, people who sell cigarettes out of the boot of their car to young people, that would be far more effective in addressing the issue that you and me both care about, and that's stopping young people from smoking. And instead of pretending that if we standardise all of the colours of packs of cigarettes, that will somehow stop them. Because remember, some clever marketing agency will come along and say, there's your cigarette pack and there's a nice cover to put it in, which is just as flashy and just as nice. So I think we have to stop the pretense that this policy is a tested, proven silver bullet and will stop people from smoking. It won't. And the other point that I would make is that all of the issues to do with eating junk food, obesity is as big a killer and as big a problem. There's 2,900 more diabetics in my constituency this year than there was 7 years ago because of poor diets, and that's because of food and diet practices. And that's as big a problem and as big a killer and as big a health risk that we should be addressing with proven and tested educational policies, not about design of package policies.